Botox this week.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It hasn't kicked in yet.
What do you mean it hasn't kicked in yet? Start recording. We need to talk about this.
No. I am recording.
No, but we need to say hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 85. Okay, we started.
Okay, so I don't understand. What do you mean? I mean, I've never had Botox, but what do you mean?
That I'm sorry.
Botox hasn't kicked in yet. Botox and then it kills everything.
Right. It doesn't kill anything. Okay, listeners, Keek and I started to have a conversation, and I got reprimanded for not starting the show, so we're starting the show fighting.
Tiffany, we're introducing Tiffany. You have to come sit over here. Tiffany is my sister-in-law. Bring the chair. And she just walked in and backed you up. She just walked in and backed you up and said, oh, no, Botox takes 6 days to get the full effect.
I like Tiff already. I'm calling her Tiff.
Here, hang on. I have to give her the headphones.
Hi. No, just me.
Look at me. Please.
Hi. I know. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Sunday morning. Neither one of us have showered here. Feet.
No, I already worked out.
Yeah, put that in your ear.
Oh, okay.
You might want to put it on the other side.
Oh, okay.
She's really pretty.
I am not.
No one can see us. She's worried because it's Sunday morning, and it's not even really Sunday morning. It's Sunday afternoon. But can I tell you that we've had guests at the house all week long.
Yeah.
And Tiffany stayed for the weekend.
She's got to move in. I can only see her hair.
Oh, yeah.
There we
Tiffany
go.
Tiffany stayed because it was just the two of us. And now the next wave of guests is coming today, this afternoon for the next week. So this weekend I was like, fuck it. I'm not showering. I'm not getting out of bed. We're not doing shit.
Sure.
We did do a couple things yesterday.
We did. We went to.
I didn't know that.
We went to lunch. No, I haven't showered. We went to lunch and. Yeah. Can't you smell me?
No.
Nasty. We went to lunch and then we went to. Wait for it.
I can smell you.
Shut up. We walked around Chico's.
That's fabulous.
I'm pretty sure that. And after we walked out, what did I say to you?
I'm pretty sure that everyone in here was 35 years older than us.
Yeah, we were probably the youngest people in there by a good 30 years. Because Chico's, where old people go to shop.
Oh, I'm sure that's their, you should, you know, call their publicity company. Okay, so we were having, so Keek and I were having an off audio conversation, and so I just leaned forward and said, I just had a little bit of Botox done this week, and it hasn't kicked in. And she said, what do you mean it hasn't kicked in,
I don't know
as you heard? And it takes a couple days.
Yeah.
And you said it destroys. It doesn't destroy. It just it gently freezes. Is what's happening.
It doesn't freeze. It kills them. You're putting cow botulism in there and killing your nerves off.
It doesn't kill them.
It's not killing.
They come back.
They do
trust
come back.
Me. They come back. Yeah.
It's just a little. It's a little freezing them. So I went to the new dude who was doing it, because I just get it done at the Angry 11s. My mom
has I have the Angry 11.
That's the only thing I do. You don't. You don't have 11.
I have
111 done.
Oh.
I have 111. How
nice.
Well, in
numerology.
You don't have to go like that.
No, but I mean, by the end of the day, sometimes that's my resting bitch face. By the end of the day, sometimes I just look in the rearview mirror when I'm driving, and I'm like, oh God, and I just have to smooth it out.
Yeah.
I don't.
You should throw a couple CCs in there.
Just throw a couple units in your face.
Throw a couple units. Yeah, so I saw this new guy, and I liked him. And he, you know, just kind of did the whole look-see. And they're going to tell you to do everything, right? I mean, that's how they make their money. But
oh, yeah, my dermatologist, the first time I met him, he was like, you know, we can smooth this out, and we can put some Botox in here, and we can put a little Restylane. I'm like, easy there, doc. Back away with the needles. What the fuck? Like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Just take care of my skin. You don't need to tell me all the shit that's wrong with my face the moment you meet me.
Yeah.
At least get to know me first.
At least
sure. Buy me a drink.
Victor, I hardly know her. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, so I only get the Angry 11s done because I only had a one, and I didn't want the other one to come in because, you know, Ruth had a ton of real deep ones. And so I only do it, like, once a year because this doctor's like, either your muscles get retrained not to keep making that movement, or your body just holds the product well. But it does take a couple days to
I do it
begin.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
You do yours twice a year.
Yeah, and you can still see the markings. Yeah. And it's 111.
It is 111.
See?
Tiffy looks great. Yeah.
Fuck that, okay? Yeah. Thanks, Mom. I mean, it's from like working on the computer all my life and being like, and squinting.
Right.
See, so even with Botox,
Yeah.
They're just smoothed out.
Yeah. But I never noticed them before until you pointed them out. Now it's all I can see.
I know. I know. It's terrible.
Nice to have you on the show, Tiff. I'm calling you Tiff, by the way. I'm not calling you Tiffany. I'm not doing
you
a three syllable name.
No.
Yeah, we're old friends. So, okay, so anyway, so that's what I did. And then you know what? It's the humidity here. Like, today is 75% in Chicago.
Yes.
I went for a walk, and I was like, this is before I realized what it was going on. I'm like, what is going on? I realized I got about 30, 40,
Botox.
50
it
lbs.
Moving.
No.
That's a weird side effect. Sometimes the Botox doesn't take where you
goes
want
right
to
into your lungs.
It paralyzes your lungs.
It was a tragic death.
It was a tragic death. But hey, yeah. Her forehead looks beautiful.
So good.
She looks so good in that coffin.
She looks so amazing.
Looks so good. I came home and I'm like, why am I struggling with this? And it was 74% humidity. I'm like, even though it was only 82 degrees, it was awful. So
at least we have a dry heat. We might be 108, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah, thank God for the dry heat. So anyway, that was that. That was that. Yeah. And where was I going with that? There was something else I was going to say.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Oh, so my allergies have been hideous as well.
My allergies have kicked in, too. We were talking about that this morning. My left eye, I always know when something's coming because I'll start to claw at my left eye in my sleep. My left eye has been super itchy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we got.
Oh, again? It could be the fact that all of California is on fire. It could be that.
Do you know that I heard that there was a lot of fires in Santa Barbara, and that's where I'm going.
Nah, you'll be fine.
With my sister.
No,
it's
like
3 days.
Yeah, but a friend of mine just texted me this morning saying that she and her kids were on a train to Santa Barbara, so I don't think that they would be heading into a fire with her children if it was really on fire. No, it's Northern California. The fires are Northern California, unless I missed it.
Well, once they catch.
Every day in the news, there's a different fire. It's like, no, now this town is on fire. Now this town is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was Northern California, so I didn't hear anything about Santa Barbara. Okay. Y'all will be fine.
Well, and here's the weather wherever you are in the world.
No, I'm just annoyed. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm just like going, okay, when we walk around, it's going to be, annoyed if ashes are falling off.
I was going to say you might need to wear a hat.
Wreck our hair and everything else.
Listen, me and two of my southern girlfriends who like to flea market shop together, we still went to the Long Beach flea market when this was 6-7 years ago, when there was a nasty fire going on that there was literally – it was raining ash onto the flea market, the Long Beach flea market, and we still shopped it. I have pictures of us at the Long Beach flea market with it raining ash. Some genius decided the night before to go to the medical supply store and sell, and their booth was selling the medical masks.
Nice.
So they made a lot of money that day because we all bought masks, drew faces on the masks, and walked around and still shopped like idiots. I didn't want to be there, but our friend who was in from out of town forced us to shop in raining ash. Yeah.
Nice.
It was like shopping in Pompeii.
Yes. Well, speaking of raining ash, you remember the story I told you about my relative who shit the couch a couple weeks ago?
Kirk had a relative who shit her couch.
Diarrhea in it.
See, at least
on
at
your
least
couch.
Tiffany's been staying with us.
Yeah.
At least you didn't shit our couch.
Thank God.
Well, Tiffany's on. She's taking a new medication right now that's causing her to have constipation. So this week has been all about levels of Miralax and... Yeah, mm-hmm. We've been on shit watch. Shit watch.
I mean, there's no way I would have diarrhea.
No way she would have shit the couch.
In my dreams, I could have diarrhea the couch this week.
Yeah.
And you would have felt good about it. You would have been like,
she would have felt fantastic about it. And we would have been like, it's okay. I'll get a new couch. I'm so happy that you finally shit.
Because nothing is worse than having that feeling of having a fist shove up your asshole because you can't poop.
Yeah.
The worst.
Oh, yeah.
I know that feeling all too well.
Hence the phrase shit a brick.
Shit a brick.
Yeah.
For all of our concerned listeners, the Miralax, we finally found the right dosage and it's starting to work, thank God. But anyway, her relative who spent the night, she woke up the next morning to a shit storm. Literally.
Literally.
On her couch and
the floor, the carpet.
Was the relative dead or
no?
Were they laying there alive?
He didn't release his belt. It was just an accident. I think it was like a shark gone wrong.
Yeah, he had a detached retina and he had anesthesia and stuff like that.
He was coming off of surgery, yeah.
Off of surgery, and so I think it was like a mistaken, kind of thing.
But like nasty, like...
Orange diarrhea in my couch.
It was like soft serve, orange soft serve.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, my God.
And then it was on my floor, and then like a couple days later, I found it on the tile in my bathroom, and then I found it in my kitchen sink. So guess what? It's where's the diarrhea this week? I have an update.
Oh, no.
This happened a month ago. My relative shit my couch a month ago.
And you're still finding shit. Wait, let's guess. Okay, so we know that you found it in the kitchen sink. We know that you found it on the floor and the carpet, obviously on the couch. You found it in the hallway. In the bathroom tile.
Right.
What else could it be? In the tub?
Yeah, the shower.
Tub.
No, okay. go back to the scene of the crime.
Scene of the crime. You found it underneath the couch cushions? Was it still more in the couch?
Oh, God, the
chair.
Coffee table.
You found it on the chair because he was sitting
on
the chair.
The coffee table. The remote.
It was on the remote.
No, Chip got it. The coffee table.
The coffee table. Oh, God.
There were splashes? Was it a splash?
Yeah. And Tiff needs to move in a little bit because she's echoing because of the room.
Oh, okay.
So there we go.
Question.
Yeah. So, I don't ever sit on my couch. I have this chair that I'm sitting in. I have like a lazy boy chair. And I had a friend over on Friday, and they were sitting on the couch. And I sat next to my friend, and we were talking, and I was kind of leaning forward. We were having an intimate conversation. I was leaning forward, really listening to what this person was saying. And I looked down, and then I just kind of was looking up, and I'm like, oh, boy, there's a shit splash on the leg of my coffee table. And here I'm having this deep conversation with this person, and I'm like, I can't
stop. All you
can
think about is, please don't, there's shit on the table, there's shit. I'm listening, I'm thinking, I'm pretending that I'm listening, but all I want to do is go grab the 409 and disinfect my entire table.
Yes.
Everything that the table might have touched.
Yes.
Immediately. Even though it's been sitting there for a month, I need to do it immediately.
A month. That thing that happened July 19th or 20th. It's been over a month. Oh, my God. Ugh. Diarrhea story. Awful. I think it's like Where's Waldo in my house. Where am I going to find diarrhea next?
How do you get diarrhea out of a couch?
Orange crusted.
Well, you know what?
That was on diarrhea.
That was on the show.
We talked about that because I gave her some advice about how I would have done it because I'm a cheap bitch and I would have been like, no, that's a nice couch. She hasn't had that couch that long.
I'm only a year.
We're not going to toss it. We're going to fix it.
We took the cushion. I took the, thanks to Keek, I took the slipcovers off. And I put them in a big vat outside and just OxyClean.
OxyClean, water, and she just took the covers off and just literally let it soak in a bucket
for an hour.
Overnight. For an hour.
Yeah.
And then did you put them in the washer? Washing machine?
No, I took them, I had the jet on the hose.
Oh.
And I basically power
washed. I
didn't really want to put them in the washing machine because I didn't want them to shrink.
Right.
So I just did cold water.
And then
but
the foam inserts, it kind of had soaked into a part of the foam insert. So she just cut the sections out of foam inserts and put.
It was really just the batting. The foam was fine. It was the batting.
The foam was fine. That was what we were worried about, was changing out the foam because that can be expensive. But it ended up just going through the batting. So she pulled the batting off and just left the foam insert.
Or the batting was fine. It was great.
Just for a safety tip for Tiffany or any of our listeners, if you ever have someone come over to your house and shit your couch, now you know how to clean it.
Yeah. Awesome. OxyClean.
Awesome.
Or any other kind of shit because it is biodegradable. I mean, you don't want it smeared in your couch and stuff, but if you get the right product, it will break down.
And her poor relative, who that happened to, I think, in the middle of the night, had to sit, try to clean up the best that they could.
With one eye.
Because he had eye surgery.
And had to wait for you to wake
up. And had to sit and wait to do the explanation. You know what kind of conversations he must have had going through his mind of how he was going to break that to you?
Would you like me to make you some toast? By the way, I shit the couch. And I made French toast for you and eggs. And
it was awful. I see the poor man sitting in the chair, and I'm like, what happened? He's like, I had a bit of an accident. I see my upended cushions, but he let it dry. I said, I wish you would have woke me up.
There's a panic mode where it's like, at 3 in the morning, if I had shit the couch?
This is going to happen in our future.
It might. The last thing I think, and you know what I'm going to
do? I'm not prepared.
I'm not going to wake you up in the middle of the night to explain to you how I shit the couch. I'm just going to I'm going to do the best that I can because I am able-bodied. But see, in his defense, he had just had surgery.
No, you're not going to be able to.
And he couldn't bend over.
Happened.
I know,
exactly.
That's a good point.
He couldn't bend over.
He couldn't
bend
over because he had surgery on his eye, and you're not allowed to bend over. You're not allowed to do it. So he was very limited in his ability to clean.
However,
I would have opened the slider
tossed that shit in, literally, that shit into the yard and, like, closed the slider and just been like, hey, listen, there's some stuff you got to hose down in the yard.
Yeah. I think a good note.
Or we just
buy
the pens. Or we just, you know, if we
well,
have.
Okay, note to self. We're going to make a pact right now. In the future, when if stuff goes wrong and not the way we had hoped, we're gonna make each other wear depends.
Okay, and I have to take an issue with that.
After any sort of surgery,
precautionary measure.
After any sort of surgeries, we're gonna make each other wear depends if we're sleeping on the couch.
Maybe a surgery. I've got two things. First of all, you know that I air out at night. I don't wear underpants at night. So whether I shit or piss or not, that's not happening.
You're on my couch. You're fucking wearing depends, and you know what?
I will bring.
Me?
I'll just bring a plastic sheet.
You know what story that we have?
Plastic sheet.
Tiffany and I have a friend who actually shit her boyfriend's bed.
When?
Oh. We
forgot about that story.
You know, there was a shark gone wrong, and she was dating a guy, and there was a shark gone wrong, and she...
Superfan Tim's going to love this episode.
But listen, didn't she frantically, like, manage to clean it up, or she kicked him out of the room?
She's like, get it. When she saw, she's all, get out!
He was
get
out right now!
What's happening? Get out! Get out right now! You need to leave right now! And he was like, what? Just trust me. You just need to leave.
And she was able, like, she cleaned it all up. But was she able to get it out of the mattress?
No, he had to buy a new sheet.
Did he have to buy a new mattress?
I don't know if he purchased a new mattress.
Listen, it was a
relationship.
It was a newer relationship, but it...
Well, that is such a great story. I dated this guy a couple times. I shit his bed. And it was over. It didn't work out.
Listen, hard to bounce back off of shitting your bed if you're not like deep in the relationship. When you're in the beginning, love stages of the relationship. And you know what? In her defense and not his, when you're in the like super lovey-lovey phase, that's the best time to shit somebody's bed when you like love them and you don't care and you're in that like honeymoon stage. But I don't know that they had quite gotten to the
honeymoon stage. Wait a second. Stop. That's the best time to shit someone's bed? There's
right,
no bed.
Right, like in the honeymoon stage and everything is
no,
perfect.
There
you're
is.
Like, I don't care, baby. Even your farts are perfect. You
no,
know,
I'm sorry.
So.
There is no best time. There is
well,
no...
When the
sex is so good that you're like, I don't care if you shit on my bed, honey.
There is no best time to shit on anyone's anything.
Yeah.
I'm going
yeah.
on record. There's
listen,
no...
I'm just saying, that ripped through our family like wildfire, and because that was a good story.
The story? How embarrassing. How many dates have they been on?
I thought it was blood, though.
You thought she had her period?
No, I thought it was, like, blood.
She shit blood?
Wait, no. There was a... She shit the bed.
She shit the bed.
Then there was another time before that, because she was, like...
With the same guy?
Yeah.
She had her period?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
no.
Did.
My God, this poor guy.
No, she's like perimenopausal, and she thought she totally thought she didn't have her period.
So they're
having sex, and then they end up they're done, and it's a massacre. It's like everywhere.
But listen, who hasn't had that happen before, where you're just like, oh, it's just a little. Or
it
it's
looked
a,
like no, it looked like a murder scene. She said,
it
looked like a crime scene, and
it was like the horse's head in The Godfather.
No, but he couldn't handle it. He literally couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle the blood.
Yeah, he was like, he couldn't handle, that was one of the reasons why that he broke up with this poor woman.
Because she shit on him and bled on him?
Because she shit and bled on him. Because she bled all over, he couldn't, he didn't trust that she
he
said
just
no.
He just
no,
bought
I'm
new
not
sheets.
On my period.
He just bought new sheets. And then she shit. The
I don't know if the
shoes.
Blood happened.
He wasn't willing to buy any more new sheets.
I'm not sure.
This guy probably invested about $4,000 or $5,000 in mattresses while he was dating her.
You know,
oh,
the mattress
no.
salesman loved her.
that's who sets her up on her dates now. She goes in there and they're like, yeah, we got this guy who just came in. He got a new bed. And then she go date him. And then she shits his bed. And then he
know,
comes
but,
back. To,
come on. Like, I personally, when I heard that he broke up with her, was like, really? You dodged a bullet on that one. Because if that guy can't handle, you know, the period aspect of it, that, come on.
They've been together for like 6 months. She loved him, yeah. She loved him.
Aww.
And then she shit on him.
And then she
shit
on him.
And he shit right back on her.
And her uterus dropped out onto his bed.
Her Aww. Uterus dropped out onto his bed. They stayed together after the blood thing. It was after the shit thing that
yeah. He gave her, a pass.
That's
the blood.
Too far. No, he crossed the line.
I can
handle
the shit. It was
can
the
you
blood.
Imagine?
No, I can't even imagine. Because
my dude told me that story, and he laughed for a really long time on that one. Like, who told you?
My dude.
He laughed. He laughed. He got a lot of mileage. He got a lot of mileage out of that one. He thought that was pretty hilarious. Until he dumped her, and then we were all like, you know what? Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
That's a little shit amongst lovers. It's bodily function.
Some people are into that. Some people beg for
that. We can find a word of the week about that, I'm sure.
I think we have.
Well, come on, you come
there's a whole section of the porn, like, just basic golden showers and whatever they call shitting on people.
I mean, I dated a guy that wanted to pee on me, and we were in the shower, and I'm like, what? Really? Like, really, you're into that?
How do you bring it up? How long have you guys been dating before he
I gotta pee. Can I pee on you?
Not very long, but he, like, I'm just like, God, I guess. I mean, that's kind of gross, but...
Well, it was going to rinse right off.
I was in the shower. Like, if I was, like, laying in my bed and he was like, I want to pee on you, I'd be like, no.
Was there a certain part of the body that he needed to pee on for it to be exciting for him, or he just needed to pee in your general direction?
I'm not sure. I try. I think I've removed it from my...
I was going to say...
Block it out from
like, can I turn away from you and you could just, like, pee, like, on my the back butt? Of my leg?
My butt?
So oh, wait. And he's a pervert. This guy's a real perv.
Oh, do tell.
And the story behind this guy is I was princess in high school, and he was actually my prince. And he and I were prince and princess in high school.
Like homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it took me a second there. I'm like, where? What kind of role playing
is
this?
Guess. But it didn't happen then. It didn't happen in high school.
No, I'm assuming later, yeah.
Yeah, like way later.
Right. But he was... But he was the prince, and you were the princess.
Later, which one it was? I'm gonna guess. I have a feeling I know who it was.
And
so you hooked up. So you were in high school, and then you guys were together. But years later, you kind of you met again, and you hooked up.
Right.
And what happened?
Yeah, Facebook. Come on.
I gotta know what happened.
No, he's just perverted.
Did like it what? Freakier? Like what was the most freaky thing?
Okay. Here's another thing that I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know how many showers I had to take, but. Have you guys ever been, like, spit on down there?
On your vagina?
Well, yeah. Only like, for only no, okay, to, like, moisten. I know to moisten, but there's a difference between moistening and from a guy being, like, 2 feet above and having the spit fall down.
I have, but not because they thought it was sexy, but because you were just in the throes of, like, needing moisture.
No, I didn't need any moisture. Oh. He just wanted to spit on me because he's sick.
Oh.
It was so gross.
Okay, I got it. Wait, I
told my friend, I'm like, oh my God, he spit on me.
Tip,
like,
I'm so glad I had the Botox because my eyebrows have been furrowed the entire time. Okay, I'm very visual. Do you see you looking at me? I'm like, my eyebrows are like crunched together.
She's trying to be perplexed that the Botox is keeping it from happening.
Not yet. I got 3 more days before it kicks in. Listen. I just got to understand this. Okay, so you're
He's on his knees, and he's, like, not low spitting.
Right, he's not talking. But he wasn't talking.
He's talking a
stringy Louie. It's stringy. And you're sitting there going,
to your cocoa.
Oh, my God. I mean,
did he try to pull it back up?
No.
Did he try to, like, drop it down?
No, he didn't do that.
Oh, God.
No. It grosses me. Like, I need to go shower right now. It grosses me out so bad. So bad.
Did he want to? Okay, so did he want to lick it off, or did he just want to spit on you?
He just wanted to spit on. He just
on your vagina, or on your stomach, or what?
On my vagina.
And then was he gonna go down on you? Was that the plan?
No. He was probably just gonna go in. I don't know what he was gonna do. He's probably just.
Well, what
go
did
in.
You stop him? Did you be like, you're sick? Get away from me. What? I mean, how did you end it? How'd you stop it then? Do you remember?
Well, if you're in the throes, I mean, it's not like you're going to say anything. You just kind of, make a mental note, right?
Yeah,
it just
happened.
Maybe don't do that again.
It just happened, and then the next day it hit me, and I was like, that was so gross.
Okay.
Like, the next, I'm like, I am not seeing him again.
Right, because you weren't sure you were.
I'm not seeing you again. That's it. You crossed the line.
But it's not like you were into it, but you, because I understand this has happened to me before. You're like doing something with someone that's a little different than what you've done before, and you're not quite sure what you think of it, but you're not really wanting to stop what's going on, and then later you're like, yeah, what the fuck was that? Is that kind of what happened?
Well,
Because when you're in a new relationship, yeah, when you're in a new relationship, sometimes that's when you'll try stuff that you've never done before. But then, yeah, you make that mental note later to go,
yeah, okay, but there's
it
something.
It was different than just moistening the area, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Freaking, I'm going to honk my throat, I'm going to get as much spit, and then I'm going to get the thrill. I think he just, like, was into watching the spit go down and have his spit land right there. It was just so gross.
Was he target practicing? Was he target practicing?
Maybe,
like,
maybe.
Trying to bullseye your clit or what?
You know what's even grosser, though, is if he had done when guys are little kids, because I've never seen a girl do it other than a little kid, where they do the stringy loogie and then they suck it back in.
Yeah, you know what? I will vomit. I will vomit on you. If that's your what you want.
Oh, and I think I got a UTI.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's not surprising.
And I was like, okay, you are. I was just like, no. Yeah, right.
Wow.
Right?
No.
But there are some things that when you're doing...
So I got a UTI and spit on.
Yeah.
That's a bargain at any price, is what
I
think.
It is a bargain at any price.
What a keeper. That sounds like a keeper.
No.
Okay, but there are things that there are things that you may not have done in your sex play before, like sucking feet or doing whatever, where you're like, okay, that's kind of interesting and new, and you don't say anything. But if anyone ever came up to me and said, here's a plastic bag, put it over your mouth, I'm going to shit in your mouth, I think I'd be like, yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't think that you always go, let me do this now, and I'll think back on it later and decide if I want to do that again.
I told you the story, I think, I'm not sure if I told it on the air or not, about my friends who are really into porn, and...
I don't know. We've told so many. Go ahead.
They're really into porn, my friends.
Watching or making?
No, watching. Okay. And they travel a lot, so they get a lot of crazy fucked up porn, because apparently, I think there's somewhere in Europe where they just sell brown paper bag porn on the street, so you don't know what you're going to get. It's like a surprise, where you just kind of buy the porn. And
like the surprise bin?
Yeah, because it's on the street, so it's not like they can, you know, but you just, yeah, you buy it from like a street vendor, and it's just brown paper bag porn, Europe, whatever, fucking crazy Europeans. So they went home, and they took it home, and they were watching it. These are the same people who she gave me her DVD player because they didn't need it anymore, and it was a nice one. And I went to put a DVD in, and of course there was porn in it. She was like, oh, I think we left some porn in them. I'm like, yeah, you did, and it was fucking nasty. I tried watching it. It was super gross. It ruined me. But anyway, so okay. They're in bed. They're all, you know, getting all ready, and they put the porn in, and the porn's like, it's starting, and they're kind of watching it going, okay, what's going on in here? And they're in the bathroom, and she's, you know, in the tub, and it's starting to kind of look like, wait, what's going on? Okay, all right. And it's looking like he's going to shit on her. And you're going, oh, okay, it's not really what we're into, but, you know, the shitting porn. But whatever. So he shits on this paper plate. And they're like, okay, he's shitting on a paper plate. And then all of a sudden it starts to dawn on them. And they're like, no, turn it off, turn it off. And they can't find the remote control because you can't unsee that. You cannot unsee what was about to happen. And they're frantically.
Was he going to eat it?
Oh, yeah, that's where it was going.
Yeah,
and so they're, like, desperately clawing at the sheets to try to find the remote.
The chick ate it?
Yes. To turn it off because they were, like, there goes their sexy time. Like, that, you can't unsee that. There was no sex happening that night, not after that, because they couldn't find the remote control. She's trying to, like, grab for the remote control in the sheets, and she can't find it. He's, like, trying to go for the TV just to shut it off.
Right.
But by that time... Yeah, it was ruined. There was no lovey-lovey time that night.
I think someone consumed the fecal matter of another person.
Yeah.
That's hot.
She actually, it was her.
Was she attractive?
She shit on the plate.
Was she attractive?
I have no idea. I didn't.
She shit on the plate and he ate it?
I think she shit on the plate because he wanted to eat it. I think that's what it was. Hot woman shit.
Oh, my God.
I love you so much. I want to eat your poo.
I want you to eat my shit.
Fucking rub to the
subway. If you really loved me, you'd eat my poo.
You'd eat my poo.
There was a guy that I went to college with that said that he loved his then girlfriend, who is now his wife, so much that he would eat the peanuts out of her poop.
Eat the
peanuts.
Oh, like corn.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, he loved her so much that he would go through and pick out the undigestible bits of food, like peanuts and corn.
Okay, we need to stop. No. Hey, that's the latest thing on the food bill.
Have it for dinner, have it for lunch the next day. There you go.
What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen to people if we did that? Because dogs do it, and they don't get, like, violently ill. How can dogs eat shit?
I'm actually about ready. I know we are all close
to vomiting. I don't know. I think you die because of eat shit and die.
Yes, good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
If we're taking things literally, eat shit and die is what would happen.
It's a really good point.
Oh, my God.
Thank God the children aren't here.
Thank God.
Okay, well, since we're talking about sex, because that seems to be all we ever talk about, and pooping. So we run the gamut here.
That's what our show is mostly just about, apparently about sex and pooping.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of our listeners are men.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising.
Okay, so
we could talk about pooping.
Man is suspected of having sex with a van. We've told stories in the past about people.
Van?
With a van, a moving, like a vehicle.
Van, a tailpipe?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you in a second. Oh. We've had stories about people trying to have sex with mailboxes, with floating devices, from the pool. We've talked about that.
Pool floaty and mailboxes. We get these news stories. Mostly they end up being people from Florida. People in Florida are weird.
Mostly. Right. So,
or London. It's usually either the UK or Florida.
Oh, God.
That is true. Oh,
so we tried to have sex with a van? The only part, the glove box maybe? No.
No. Man. Okay. Can I tell you?
That would burn. Yeah.
Michael William Henson, 35, of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, Michael, yeah.
Is facing charges of indecency after allegedly having sex with a parked van. Officers responding to a call Tuesday evening found the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Henson, wearing only a pair of black shorts and black shoes. Henson was taken into custody and put in the back of the squad while officers spoke to a female witness. She said she saw Henson pull down his shorts and then put his genitals into the front grill of a red van parked on the side of the road. When the suspect passed out in the front yard near the van, the woman called the police. Henson woke up and was walking before police came to the scene. Officers did question him, and I know this will come to a shock to all of you, he did appear intoxicated.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
And he did not. Police contacted the owner of the van, who allegedly said he was unaware of any incidents. It wasn't even his own van. He was fucking someone else's van.
Yeah. He raped a van.
He raped my van.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you do this weekend? I fucked some guy's van. Oh, my God.
The guy drank a little, hooked up with a van, got some sleep.
I Tindered a van.
Got arrested.
I Tindered a van. Henson was booked on public indecency charges and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he remained on $2,500 bond until his arraignment, which I'm sure he's already been arraigned. But, wow, that's a bad day for this guy.
That is a bad date.
I hope he came. I mean, I hope at least he got off for all the trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure he did if he passed out.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, but...
did his business and then passed out in the lawn.
Yeah, and he might want to see...
with a woman because he was so intoxicated.
Yeah.
That had to hurt, though. I'm sure he had some...
Okay, but think about the grill of a car. I mean, his dick
not that wide. I mean, yeah.
No, he must have a square penis.
He jammed it in there.
He did.
I'm sure there had to have been some chafing.
If not, some cuts.
Yeah.
That might have caused some lacerations.
Maybe he loogied on it.
He spit on his dick.
Maybe.
Ew. So there you go. If you're
just walking by and you're like, I need a hole. Oh, look at that.
There's so many
holes. Pick a hole, any hole.
There's so many different things that you could stick your dick into. Why would you put it into a front grill of a van?
Who knows what people think when they're.
Well, if you're looking for something to do in Dayton, Ohio this week, there's a red van parked on the street that you could fuck.
There's a red van.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to book my ticket.
Some loving. Yeah. So, also, I'll tell you this story.
What?
And I'm going to read it as I tell it because I haven't read it yet, but it caught my eye. Burglary suspect allegedly used human brain to get high.
What?
Let that one sink in. A Pennsylvania man in jail on burglary charges is now accused of using a human brain to get high. Joshua Long, 26, was charged Friday with abuse of a corpse after his aunt found the brain underneath the front porch of a vacant trailer. The brain was in a display container, the kind you might see in a museum, and stuffed into a Walmart bag. The trailer is the former
home. They don't sell those at Walmart, I'll tell you that right now.
No. The trailer is the former home of Robbie Zoller and Angela Micklow, two robbery suspects currently wanted by police. Micklow is Long's aunt. Police said the brain was found last month. A family member subsequently contacted Long at Cumberland County Prison to find out why there was a brain in a Walmart bag at the house. Could you imagine that phone call? Hey, Josh, I hope everything's going good in prison. The fuck is with the brain in the Walmart bag underneath the house?
So it's going good. Yeah, things are good.
How do you get high off a brain?
I don't know, did I miss the part of the story where he got high?
No,
calm yourself, girls. Long allegedly said that he and Zoller had used the formaldehyde that preserves the brain to smoke wet marijuana, according to an affidavit.
Yeah, that's got to be super healthy and good for you, smoking formaldehyde.
Police claim Long and his smoking buddy had given the brain the nickname of Freddy. And wait, I can't show this. I might be able to put the picture up.
Oh, so Freddy was their bomb.
Yeah, pretty much. Look at him. He looks a little fucked up. I mean, he looks like his head's misshapen. Something did not go well for this guy.
They used the brain as their bong?
Well, they smoked the formaldehyde. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, they smoked the pot on the brain, right?
Oh, my God.
Why didn't they just go buy formaldehyde?
I don't understand.
I'm going to explain this because it continues, girls. Here we go. Long allegedly told investigators he knew it was illegal to have the human brain. Well, at least he had that going for him.
Yeah.
The Cumberland County coroner believes that Freddie is probably a stolen teaching specimen. So they didn't actually, it doesn't look like they killed someone to do this. But.
No, I didn't think so. I figured they probably, if it was in a, they probably were not smart enough to kill someone, remove their brain and put it in a jar of formaldehyde. I was guessing they probably got it from a hospital or school.
By nefarious means, they obtained the brain. So he's in jail on a string of burglaries along with these other two knuckleheads that I mentioned earlier. But smoking wet marijuana is an emerging trend, according to the DEA. Users soak joints in embalming fluid before drying them to get an added hallucinogenic effect. These joints are extremely carcinogenic and can cause long-term health problems, including brain damage, which is quite ironic that they took the brain to get the formaldehyde, is what they did. So they're not actually smoking the brain.
Yeah, because they used to, when women first started getting the Brazilian blowouts to straighten their hair, it had formaldehyde in it. And I remember my hairdresser telling me that you know, it was really popular, and it was really expensive because it straightened your hair and it lasted for months for, you know, people who had super curly, kinky hair and they could get super fine hair from the Brazilian blowouts. But the chemical that was in the Brazilian blowout was, one of the chemicals was formaldehyde. And a lot of the hairdressers, after it was popular for a while... Well, it's different now. I think it's different now because my hairdresser was like, oh, yeah, I don't use – there's one of them that has formaldehyde in it, and she doesn't use that because a lot of hairdressers were like, I'm not using that shit. That's going to give me – it's one thing for us to do it because we're not exposed to it as much, but it's another for the hairdressers who are doing it on a daily basis to be exposed to formaldehyde, let alone inhale it into your body, like into your lungs on purpose in a cigarette form. That's just stupid. But, no, the Brazilian blowouts now are – it's a different, there's like organic ones that don't have formaldehyde in them. But I don't think they last as long, but it's different.
Yeah, so.
But that's just idiotic.
So they stole the brain.
Who comes up with that the first time? You just accidentally dropped your joint in formaldehyde or in embalming fluid? Some coroner?
Right, where do you come across that? And then.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Some coroner must have like accidentally was smoking a joint when he was embalming a body and like dropped it and then was. I'm not going to waste my doobie.
Oh my God!
Dry that out, and then who gives that idea?
Who comes up with that?
Well, you never know what people do. I mean, people are kind of nutty, and just like this guy, ready?
People are kind of nutty. That's beyond.
They are nutty. Yeah. Burglary suspect found in bed with $5,000 lingerie store mannequin.
Hey, you know,
let that one sink in.
When you got your eye on somebody,
I can see that more than the van.
I could definitely see that more than the van. I can even see that more than.
I love your sensibility. This is the mannequin in the bed is a little bit more. A little bit more palatable than the guy sticking his dick in the front grill. Okay.
First of all, he's in private. He's in the privacy of his own home. And there are, we have on the show have talked about the live sex dolls. There are sex dolls that people spend thousands of dollars on, dolls that look like humans and feel like humans. So
He just is the poor man's sex doll. He didn't have the money for a sex doll. He just had to rub up against some hard plastic.
That is true. An assistant manager at the Hustler Hollywood store said that she saw the suspect, Christopher Wade, 55, flee with the mannequin just after midnight.
Yeah, so she's no, like, you know, street hoe. She's a hustler chick.
And I'm sure this
sounds hot.
Right. The employee said that she argued with the suspect, who was intoxicated.
Oh.
But she could not dissuade him from tossing the skimpy model in his truck. So he grabbed the doll and threw it in his truck, right? And then he fled the scene. as he threw the mannequin in the truck, the left arm fell off. The suspect
did
not
stop to get it. No.
Listen, it wasn't important. I'm going to tell you right now, he's not into her because of her left arm.
He didn't. So now he's fucking sleeping with an amputee girl. Like he.
I bet if it was the leg, he would have gone back. He might have.
That is so crazy. So the mannequin lost the left arm.
I'll have sex with an armless chick, but, you know, I draw
suspect,
the line
to the legs. Right. The suspect did not retrieve the arm. The employee told police that the mannequin is worth $5,000. And the outfit was not included in that price. So he's arrested with
$5,000 for a mannequin?
Charged with the theft of property.
Shit.
Oh, my God. How funny would that be?
I didn't know mannequins were that expensive. God.
How crazy.
That's not even a misdemeanor. Now it's a felony because the mannequin cost $5,000. He didn't think that through.
He did not think
that
through. No. He could have bought a prostitute for less.
He could have bought a... Yeah, well, apparently buying is not his option, right? He could have bought
good point.
A lot of things. Buying is not his option, but I can't think of anything funnier than, like, you're in the parking lot.
Sears, those mannequins probably only cost $50.
At least.
Kmart,
you're
Sears,
right.
Kmart, JCPenney, yeah. Well,
the ones that
don't have heads.
Right, and the ones with the wrists only move, like, around. Yeah. They don't, like, yeah, they're, like, yeah.
He didn't need those parts.
Wow.
He didn't think it through.
Well, that's kind of weird. I had it's not embarrassing now. It was because of where my brain was. I mean, it's not embarrassing at all, actually. As offended, I was at this, my sister renewed her vows, 25 years of marriage on Tuesday, and it was very lovely. And we went to dinner afterwards, and there's this neighbors that were sitting across from me, and my sister and her family live in Wisconsin, and we're here in Illinois, and it was a father and son, and they were talking about the American Indians and their fishing licenses and their hunting licenses and how they get more because they're Indians. And I'm starting to get angrier and angrier because it's becoming what I would call bigoted or racist comments being made. And my nephew sitting next to me just graduated from the police academy. He's in a DNR, you know, Department of Natural Resources program to be a park ranger, law enforcer type dude, which he will be dealing with these, you know, and even hunting and fishing. And so I'm sitting there and they're just saying such disparaging things, and I'm...
About American Indians? About Native Americans?
Yeah, just like, you know, just... I hate when people make generalizations about a group of people. You know, like, oh, they're all alcoholics, and they're all this, and they're all that, and they're sucking on the government teat. And I just kind of... I was doing my best not to do a Gurk rant,
so
because...
You know we raped them and took their land from them, so technically...
Hitler wasn't the only one that committed genocide, you fucker. You know what I mean? It's just like, I get enraged where it's like, at the same time,
really?
I get it.
They're taking advantage? Is that what's happening here?
Right.
They're the ones who are taking advantage?
I'm sorry, did we steal land that they owned and now...
There is no amount of payback that we could give to them at this point. No amount.
Right. I mean, we've killed their people. I mean, they're just any number of things. So... I'm just doing my best because if it were other circumstances, if it weren't like my sister's wedding, I would, and we're only 14 of us, I would have probably said something about like, it's uncool, you know, kind of, I appreciate this conversation stopping. But I just held my tongue and I looked at my neck and the conversation's open. He's got this huge grin on his face and I go, what? He goes, I know what you're going to say and I've been waiting for this conversation to start for the last 5 minutes because he could just see me bristling and he knew that when the conversation was over I was going to give him like a what the fuck is going on here kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's laughing at me and then I turn back and these guys are like, you know, and then we're up by your house and we go to the ferry bar and, you know, then that woman there. And now my hackles are back up. I'm like, first it's the Indians, now it's the gays. What's next? I'm like, why would you, a fairy bar? What the fuck? You know, like, really? Do you not have any decorum? And I'm done. I'm like, I'm thinking these guys are assholes and I don't want anything to do with them. And I'm up in arms. My sister, as I'm leaving, she goes to give me a centerpiece and it has roses and lilies in it. And as we all know from the show, one of my cats died from eating.
Her cat died eating an Easter lily. Because she didn't know that. I didn't know at the time either. This was
50
years ago. But Easter lilies are toxic for
and poinsettias. It calcifies.
Poinsettias. But people knew about poinsettias. I never knew about the Easter lily. Mm-hmm. So her
anything in the lily family.
Easter lily.
Astromedia. Any astromedia.
Poinsettias too.
Yeah.
I have a poinsettia on the patio.
Well, does Gina eat plants?
No.
Oh, then you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It has to be ingested.
So we know I'm a little sensitive about this. So my sister's going to hand me this thing, and I said, it's beautiful, honey, but I can't take it because of the lilies. And I go, you know, it'll kill the cat. And this guy says, well, that's just one more cat gone. And I looked at the guy, and I go, dude, my cat died from eating a lily. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I flipped my mouth. So, you know, he's trying to be funny, but I'm all right. I'm already like, you're a douchebag. You know, like, I've known you for years, and I didn't think you were this yucky, but you're yucky. So suffice to say, I took the thing home and I just left it in the car overnight.
You just picked the lilies out, yeah.
I picked the lilies out and I gave it to my my post lady the next day, who I become friends with, and she's lovely and she was so happy, so it was very nice. So anyway, so I'm just really kind of irritated by this guy in the fairy bar, and I'm like, you know, first the Indians and then this. And yesterday, my other nephew came by to help me some stuff, and I took him to breakfast, and I was bristling. I said, you know, that guy and. You know, his dad, and I don't really understand that, and you know how I am, and I don't appreciate that kind of stuff. I go, and then the fucking fairy bar comment. I mean, what a douchebag. I mean, what, why would you, and he looks at me, and he goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, you've got the bars by your, they live on Lake Wisconsin, and
yeah.
I go, you know, you've got the bars, you know, Fitz's or whatever this gun, and I go, and then he's talking about some fairy bar. Like, so what, now he's got to name the gay bar a fairy bar or what? I can't imagine that up there there's just a gay bar because it's a very small town, but whatever. Or, you know, and he looked at me and he goes, Aunt Gert.
It's called Fairy Bar? Is that the name of the bar?
It's F-E-R-R-Y because there's a fairy that runs across the lake.
You're a dumbass. You're such a dumbass.
I looked at him and I go, I thought he was talking about, like, fairy bar, like, gay people, like, you know, queers, like, something. And he just looked at me, and I started laughing really hard. He goes, Aunt Kirk, no, fairy, like, the boat. And I'm like, I couldn't stop laughing. He goes, I can't believe you, man. I can't believe you. I'm like, well, he's racist. He goes, well, I can see where you got there, but it was not. It's a fairy for a boat, not a fairy for, like, a slant, you know, awful word for someone who's homosexual. So I was like, all right, well, I didn't say anything out loud, so at least I didn't make a fool of myself.
He's still a douchebag, though, because of all the... Yeah, thank God you didn't say anything. That would have made you look like a total douchebag.
Oh, my God. You would have been like, what are you talking about, crazy lady? So, needless to say, that was my fun story of the week, where I thankfully did not put my foot in my mouth, but it was very funny, because I totally was going with the whole, like, disparaging comment about gays thing, and I was really mad, but it was kind of funny. So, there you go. That's all I got this week.
That's okay.
Humid here. I could use a shower.
I know. We got to go anyway because neither one of us are wearing bras. We're still in our pajamas and it's lunchtime. Yeah. And the family's going to be here soon.
Well, Tiff, it really was great having you on the show. Thanks for contributing and like hanging out with us. I hope you can come back.
Yeah, thanks.
I hope you had fun.
I did have fun. Thanks.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, Keke, you and I are going to have to plot out our next mission to see what else we're going to tell our folks next week. Until then, everyone, thanks for listening. We love you guys, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.